This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that you can also access this show as it's streamed through myvillagegreen.com, so you can listen at your leisure. The Village Green site is a very nice site, but you might want to go to the store on Cedar Lane. There's expert advice on supplements. The store and the website are your best resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. Take a good look at Village Green's own Pathway products while you're there. I just want to welcome our guest. We have a very interesting subject today. We're going to talk about health benefits of antioxidant nutrients and high-quality protein in the diet. And we'll be speaking with Nelson Narciso. He's with the National Product Education Consultant for Body Plus. Nelson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dana, for having me on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and it's a good subject. Our listeners are always interested in what they can learn about antioxidants and high-quality protein, and I know you have a lot more information than that to share.
Absolutely. I mean, it's they're two certainly very separate topics, but certainly ones that are very important to our overall health. And I think a lot of individuals oftentimes have certain misconceptions when it comes to both getting enough and what defines enough in terms of antioxidants and some of the better sources of antioxidants, as well as proteins. A lot of individuals are under the false assumption that we consume too much protein. I think a more accurate statement is we consume too much of the wrong proteins, the fatty proteins, too much animal protein, processed proteins, et cetera. So we'll go over some of those things in more detail today.
Excellent. That's an excellent subject because it is controversial. First, tell us a little bit about your background. You've got quite a diverse background and a lot of expertise.
Yes, well, I actually was very fortunate when I was in university to be exposed to the field of holistic medicine. I actually started a club back in the university called the Holistic Health Club, where I invited practitioners of all sorts, from naturopaths to chiropractors, iridologists. And it was really then, even though I was very sort of science-oriented, that I started to realize there's a great deal to the benefits that can be provided through holistic medicine. So I went on to study nutrition and botanical medicine and Reiki, went on to complete a program at the King and College of Holistic Health, both in holistic health as well as botanical medicine, and really had the very good fortune of really sort of not only diving into this field, but being able to actually work in the field. So I actually worked in retail in a health food store for a number of years, and for the better part now of almost 8 years, I've been traveling across North America doing seminars, not only for retailers and consumers, but a lot of seminars at schools, both high schools, public schools, and doing a lot of talks at holistic schools, so naturopathic colleges, nutrition colleges, etc. But what really has struck me over the last, I guess, almost 20 years of doing this has just been the explosion in terms of interest that the general population has in terms of exploring the benefits of not only, of course, supplementation, but the role of diet, exercise, et cetera. So it's really very much a privilege, for me anyway, to be able to educate people and expose them to oftentimes areas of medicine that they're oftentimes not exposed to.
Well, that's an excellent introduction, and you do have diverse expertise, so we're glad to have you on the show. What I'd like to do is start off with a little discussion of antioxidants, what they are, what they do, how important they are.
Absolutely. Well, antioxidants simply are designed to deal with free radicals. In fact, you often refer to them not only as free radicals, but as oxidants. These are very reactive chemical compounds, which we produce naturally. I should always mention they're not only foreign. We do produce them naturally simply by breathing, by living. We produce these free radicals. But, of course, many of the environmental free radicals, which are sometimes toxins, they come in our food, our water, and our air, increase this free radical load or increase our exposure to these free radicals. Well, these free radicals are essentially, because of their highly unstable nature, when they come in contact with cells, DNA, etc., they essentially are little sort of bombs, if you will. They rob or steal an electron from these other surrounding cells or tissues or DNA, and in so doing, make them essentially a free radical, or in essence, they damage or destroy them. And what we do know is that excessive free radical exposure can most certainly cause cell damage, DNA damage, predispose one to increased risk of cancer, heart disease, dementia. It can, accelerate inflammation. We know that a lot of conditions that at one time were believed to be separate from free radical damage now have some link in one way or the other to free radicals. So it's really very important that we appreciate that free radicals, although they are something we naturally produce, excessive amounts of them are destructive. On the flip side, I should also mention we do need free radicals. I mean, if someone were to make it their mission, their goal, to eradicate all free radicals from their body, they'd be doing themselves a disservice because they actually play an important role with respect to immune function. We actually can use free radicals to also destroy not only the healthy cells, the healthy tissues, but we can also use them to, in fact, damage and kill off many of the pathogens, the viruses and the bacteria and things that can be problematic, including cancerous cells. So there's a bit of a balance there. You've got to be respectful of not having too many, but also recognize that we do need some. So it's, as with everything in life, it seems to be about moderation. But definitely, I think in this day and age today, it's fairly safe to assume that we are getting far too much in the way of free radical exposure and free radical production. So the role of antioxidants are simply to neutralize those destructive radicals or free radicals.
That's an excellent description. It's interesting that the term antioxidant occurred in the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, yet it has taken so many decades for it to become well understood and part of the ordinary language when we talk about health.
Absolutely. In fact, that's a very good point. They were discovered a very long time ago, as you've just mentioned, but the fact is it's only been in the last, I'd say, in the last decade or two that it's become part of our sort of normal everyday nomenclature, and people start to realize that, yes, I need to get antioxidants, and people have associated, well, fruits and vegetables are a classic example of antioxidant-rich food. So we've definitely gained a greater appreciation of the role of antioxidants, but I think people oftentimes still make the common mistake of assuming they can simply pop a pill, a specific antioxidant on its own, without any other sort of naturally occurring antioxidants and get complete protection. That's, in fact, not the case. So we'll discuss that today in terms of the role of whole food-based antioxidants and how they provide a certain degree of, I would say, added or superior protection to simply having individual antioxidants, which I, by the way, should mention for the record, I am a fan of. I mean, I certainly respect the role and the research surrounding the value of using vitamin C and vitamin E and beta-carotene and a whole range of other powerful antioxidants. But that being said, you still cannot duplicate the incredible synergy and the full spectrum of protection you get from food-based antioxidants.
Well, again, you make excellent points. One of the interesting aspects of antioxidants is the scavenging ability that you mentioned. I give that the analogy of a Pac-Man scavenging through, and that free radical oxidation is really a form of rancidity. In fact, that's really where it was discovered with regard to rancidity. It helps for our listeners to get a good concept of what we're talking about. Let's briefly, before we take a break, talk about some of the foods that have antioxidants. You started to mention those.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I would say with one of the powerhouses in terms of antioxidants would have to be the fruits. If you look at the measurement of the antioxidant activity and the number of antioxidants in our foods, fruits would certainly have to be, as a whole category, some of those supreme antioxidant sources. And, of course, there are just an enormous selection of fruits which have differing levels of antioxidants as well as differing types of antioxidants. In fact, scientists in the United States, in the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, discovered a means by which they could measure antioxidant activity. And there's actually been a few other methods of measuring it, but this still is the most popular and the most frequently used. And that's referred to as the ORAC score, and it stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity. In simple terms, what that tells us is that you can assign a number to a food, in essence letting you know the higher the number that food has, that score of that food, the more effective that food is at scavenging or neutralizing, if you will, free radicals. And as a good example of something that has a very high ORAC score, things like acai and goji and gooseberry. I mean, by contrast, for example, oranges, which we oftentimes think of as being rich in antioxidants, largely because of their high vitamin C content and bioflavonoid content. You know, vitamin C, or oranges rather, per 100 grams would have about an ORAC score of about 750. By contrast, something like goji would have an ORAC score of 25,000. Now, at first glance, that number seems, you know, it seems to dwarf that of oranges, and yes, it certainly has a higher ability to neutralize certain groups of free radicals, but, and I always emphasize this, but antioxidants and ORAC score aren't the be-all and end-all when it comes to judging which foods to have. So although, yes, you should have lots of antioxidant-rich foods, the fact remains that you want to make sure that you have a diversity of foods. You have a varied selection that represent all the colors of the rainbow. So not only are these fruits that I just mentioned, the goji, the acai, et cetera, rich in antioxidants, so are their counterparts, the vegetables. And many vegetables are incredibly rich in antioxidants. Many people don't realize this, but a lot of herbs are incredibly rich in antioxidants. In fact, many herbs, like, for example, clove oil or cloves, as well as thyme, oregano, etc., in fact have a higher antioxidant content per gram than many of these so-called super fruits and super vegetables. So a lot of these sort of natural whole foods, the fruits, the vegetables, the spices, the herbs, all of these are classic examples of some of the more, I think, superior antioxidants. And of course, there are antioxidants in other foods as well. But largely, if one's goal is to really just up their antioxidant levels in their body, you can't go any better than having more fruits, more vegetables, and ideally more spices as well.
Well, excellent, and we will expand on this. I just want to remind the listeners that you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
When it feels like you're always rushed and always on the go, don't get stressed out. Get Stress Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Stress Care, internationally known as Gerifort, helps rejuvenate your body to promote general fitness and overall well-being, making it easier for you to go through the day feeling refreshed, not stressed. For non-drowsy support to get you through the toughest days, reach for Stress Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I want to remind you to tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro discuss individualized training plans for endurance athletes with Jim Bruskowitz. So that should be interesting for the athletes in our listening audience. Now I want to get back to the interesting subject of antioxidants. We've been talking to Nelson Narcisco, and he's a consultant with the National Product Education for Body Plus. Now, Nelson, you introduced yourself before and gave us some good information, and we've been talking about antioxidants. I'd like to focus in on some of the nutrients. I know we can't talk about all of them. We've talked a little about ascorbic acid, vitamin C, glutathione, lipoic acid. Some of these are new terms. Even uric acid, the carotenoids, alpha tocopherol, also known as vitamin E, and ubiquinol, coenzyme Q10. So talk to us a little bit about these individual nutrients that are found both in foods and spices, as you mentioned, and supplements.
Well, certainly each of these have their own unique activity, and have some of them are water-soluble, meaning they have the ability to be absorbed in water and kind of operate in sort of the water environment in our body. And then some of them are fat-soluble, which means they're obviously able to be, they're first of all better absorbed with fat, and they also work in the fatty tissues of the body. And then we have forms that actually work in both the water and fat-soluble environment. A good example of that being alpha-lipoic acid would be a classic example of that. And each of these antioxidants have some remarkable therapeutic activity. In fact, if used in high enough doses, there's been some, you know, really exciting research in regards to both helping prevent cancer as well as helping treat those with cancer. In fact, we all, of course, know Linus Pauling, two-time winning Nobel Prize laureate, who did a great deal of his research and devoted a great deal of his life to better appreciating the role of ascorbic acid or vitamin C. And we know that these individual antioxidants can be incredibly effective, especially therapeutically in certain doses. And we do know that, of course, they are naturally occurring in foods, albeit the amounts in foods are always going to be considerably less than you would find, say, in a standalone supplement. But each of these are remarkably beneficial. I mean, if you look at, for example, ascorbic acid, I mean, there's a great deal of research surrounding its applications, but certainly one of the areas that seems to have caught a lot of attention, including in the popular press, would have to be for those that are diabetic. We know those that are diabetic can stand to benefit tremendously from the use of ascorbic acid. CoQ10, I mean, these are just sort of some of the specific examples of their benefits. CoQ10 with respect to preventing and helping support those with heart disease, critically important as well, and once again, a wealth of research to back that role. We've got vitamin C showing to be beneficial in so many areas. I already mentioned, of course, cancer, but we know that vitamin C for inflammation can be wonderful. We know it can help reduce the formation of plaque. We know that, in fact, cholesterol, when it's exposed to these free radicals, in fact, hardens and forms this plaque. So if you have an increased level of antioxidants, vitamin C being a classic example, you can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So we have a lot of research showing these individual antioxidants, which are, of course, also naturally occurring in fruits and vegetables and spices, are remarkably therapeutic. But we should never make the mistake of simply having these on their own and assuming that by having these individual antioxidants, there's no need for, once again, whole food-based antioxidants. In fact, studies have been done and have shown that in spite of the therapeutic benefits that these individual antioxidants can provide, you still can't duplicate the full spectrum, the full range of benefits that you get when you have whole fruits and whole vegetables that are antioxidant-rich. In part, I believe this is largely due to the fact we haven't fully grasped the magnificent synergy that exists within each of these fruits and vegetables. I mean, how many phytochemicals, which have yet to be identified, are playing a significant role in terms of, you know, helping us stay healthy and preventing disease? So there still are a lot of things we don't know about various antioxidants, but we should recognize that the application for antioxidants is key. I mean, a good example of one of the things a lot of my clients would use vitamin C for, maybe not so much at this time of the year, more so during the winter months, would be, of course, preventing colds. We know that their powerful antiviral activity can be had from having vitamin C and can support immune function. So, yes, their individual use is incredibly important, can be very valuable therapeutically, but one should never make the assumption that if I have my vitamin C's, my vitamin E, my beta carotene, my alpha lipoic acid, my CoQ10, if I take pills of those different antioxidants, there's no need to have my fruits and vegetables. In doing that, you would be making a huge mistake.
Well, we can't even identify all the components of foods and all the nutrients. We don't even know all the nutrients. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. It is impossible to get everything we need from a pill, and that the whole food forms in many ways, whether we're consuming the foods, juicing, combining them into powders, green products. And we also talk about the products that you mentioned when we spoke earlier. I'd like you to mention a little bit about Phytoberry because it is a good combination whole food.
Yes, it absolutely is. I mean, what Phytoberry is designed to do is, first of all, help bridge the gap in the diet of so many of us today. So many people simply are not having enough vegetables or fruits. Now, Phytoberry specifically is designed to help kind of fill the void in terms of not getting enough fruits, and as a consequence, not enough of those phytonutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. So what Phytoberry really is a blend of over 40 high antioxidant-based ingredients, primarily berries. So you've got your goji, your acai, your pomegranates, gooseberries, mangosteens, etc. But we've added some other, I think, significant cofactors. So you've got a class of phytonutrients like your green tea extract, your apple extract, your white tea, your rosemary, your grape skin. You've got grape seed and pine bark. And one of my personal favorites, resveratrol, which, of course, I'm sure a lot of people now know a lot about because it's been on the news with some frequency. Resveratrol is one of those phytochemicals naturally found in red grapes, especially elevated in red wine. Certainly, resveratrol has been shown to have some remarkable benefits. It's been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. It's been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. And interestingly, it's been one of the few supplements that's been shown consistently to increase life expectancy, increase longevity. In every single study to date that's been done, and they've been done on insects and animals simply because, you know, we have to wait a much longer time for human studies, which are underway right now. But when they've given resveratrol in these studies, they've always extended life expectancy quite considerably. So resveratrol is one of the compounds, one of the ingredients that are in the Phytoberry. And then we've added some healthy fats, some organic non-GMO lecithin, some flax oil, coconut oil, plantain oil, extra virgin olive oil, and avocado oil, and a very exciting and yet unusual addition as well, in this case, some essential oils from some of these spices that I was referring to earlier. So you've got essential oils of orange, rosemary, clove, thyme, oregano, and cinnamon bark. Not only powerful antioxidants, but also remarkably antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. They're analgesic, anti-inflammatory. So collectively, what was sort of set out in achieving or in developing this product was ideally to provide what we call whole body protection. So what we've done is we've actually put together this really beautiful little chart which highlights the 10 major systems of the body, the nervous, the cardiovascular, urinary, digestive, respiratory, endocrine, musculoskeletal, reproductive, immune, and ocular. And what we said is let's pair up each of these 40-plus ingredients that are in Phytoberry with the various parts of the body they're known to protect. And what you start to see is there's no such thing as a single perfect food, that there is no such food that can protect every single system of the body. However, when you combine all of these phytochemicals, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals collectively, now they provide complete and whole body protection. I mean, the message that I'm sure we both tell our clients frequently is diversify your diet. Have a range of colors in the spectrum, the reds, the blues, the yellows, the purples, etc. Each of these colors are indicative, representative of certain antioxidants, phytochemicals that are protective. And what you want to make sure you're doing is getting that complete, that full spectrum protection, which you get when you have such an assortment of different whole foods like we have in the Phytoberry.
I call it chicken noodle soup of the organic antioxidant world.
That's a perfectly great way of putting it, because it really is sort of a chicken soup in that context. It's providing you with a whole range of things and a whole range of benefits, and it's really, you know, comforting. Obviously, chicken soup is certainly a comfort food as well. Comforting in knowing that you're getting these antioxidants, you know, in a form that the body can readily recognize and absorb, but just really giving your body a whole range of protection. So I really love the idea of having individual antioxidants, but I always make sure that everyone recognizes that you should always have, you know, these whole food-based ones. Yes, have more whole fruits and vegetables, but these sort of fruit concentrates, these freeze-dried powders, are also a wonderful way, and certainly in a day and age where it's all about, you know, convenience. We want something that's quick and easy. This is a great way of having a quick and easy source of antioxidants without compromise. In fact, I should mention, one single serving of Phytoberry is going to give you an ORAC score of about 5,000 units. That number means nothing until you put it into context. Well, scientists recommend that on a daily basis we should be consuming between 3,000 to 5,000 ORAC units a day. And one serving of Phytoberry is equivalent, from an antioxidant phytochemical perspective, equivalent to 6 to 8 servings of fruits every day. So although not a replacement for having fruits, it definitely is a great way of bridging the gap for those who aren't getting enough in their diet.
Well, I'd like you right now to tell folks where they can learn a little bit more about Phytoberry. And actually, I think we'll use this opportunity to take a break, Nelson, and then we can come back and talk even more thoroughly about it.
Absolutely.
I want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour. Please stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit JARROW.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And remember to tune in next week to hear my co-host, Dr. Passaro. He's going to be discussing individualized training plans for endurance athletes with Jim Bruskowitz. On this show, we've been talking about antioxidants, and we will get to quality protein as well. We're talking with Nelson Narciso, and he's National Product Education Consultant for Body Plus, and we're happy to have Nelson on the show with us. We've been talking about antioxidants and the ORAC score, which tells us if it has high antioxidant potential, and that can be applied to supplements and foods. So it gives us a little bit of a measure. And we're also going to get the questions, and I think it's good to answer this. Why do we need so many antioxidants now? Why can't we just get everything from diet? And I always like to say, it's not possible when you have 85,000 man-made chemicals, none before 100 years ago, 85,000 man-made chemicals, most of them since the 70s. And most people aren't aware that only 200 of those have been evaluated. And of those 200, 5 have actually been regulated. Another sad statistic is that there are secret man-made chemicals that you cannot know about. Environmental scientists are not allowed to know about them. Government agencies are. And this was in a nice article in the Washington Post this January, in the beginning of January. They're secret based on a Toxic Control Substances Act that dates back to 1976, which protected the companies that manufacture chemicals from each other so that they couldn't know each other's formulas, couldn't know what the chemicals were made of and what they did. There are 17,000 of those secret chemicals out there. There's a handful of EPA officials who do know them, but they can't reveal them. And I did not realize this until I read that article. I always wondered why we just didn't seem to have a handle on our environmental chemicals. And the Environmental Working Group, EWG, is an excellent source for finding out about our chemicals and the harm producing. So when we look at that and understand that no population of humans or animals on this earth have ever been exposed to this massive amount of man-made chemicals, and we know very little about them. So in an eye blink of this planet's history, we have really mutated the environment. So when we get back to why do we need antioxidants, it's evident that we are over-challenged and we are not designed to handle what we're challenged with. Do you want to add some to that too,
absolutely,
Nelson?
Absolutely. And by the way, thank you very much. I was never aware of these secret toxins. It doesn't shock me in the slightest to find this out, but it's great to see that it actually was a bit of an expose, for lack of a better word, on this, because I'm not surprised of it at all. But you're right. I mean, there's over 80,000 of these man-made chemicals that we're challenged with. Now, as if that wasn't already bad enough, many of the foods today are actually lower in phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants than once again ever before. So in a day and age where we need the most protection, we oftentimes aren't getting enough. Why is this? Well, first of all, if you look at sort of food processing techniques, if you look at pasteurization, microwaving in relation to, say, steaming and boiling, food irradiation, the process by which they basically nuke or radiate a food with high-energy gamma waves to destroy, say, you know, Salmonella, E. coli, et cetera. These are, you know, the goal of food irradiation. But all of these things collectively, we know, lower the overall nutrient content of the food, the phytochemical, the vitamin content, and the antioxidant content. And that's, by the way, it can't be disputed. The studies clearly show a drop in antioxidants. But then we also know how we grow our foods can also have a significant impact on their antioxidant content. So looking at, for example, the last 80 years' worth of research, what we've seen is a consistent drop in antioxidants, largely because of, number one, the use of chemical fertilizers in place of compost and manure, resulting in lower nutrient contents in our foods, as well as the use of pesticides. Interestingly, when you spray a crop with pesticides, it essentially, the crop that is, becomes lazy. Many plants produce phytochemicals as a defense mechanism against insects and disease. When that plant is sprayed with pesticides, it has no need to produce as many of those chemicals. So as a good example, if you look at grapes and you spray them with pesticides, the resveratrol content will be actually lower than those same grapes that were not sprayed with pesticides. So, you know, it's this sort of double whammy. We're increasing our exposure, and we, like you said, we haven't evolved with these chemicals, you know, in from generation to generation. And when we need all of this added protection to deal with all of these free radical challenges, all of these toxins, we're not getting them from the foods like we did, say, 100 years ago. So it really is, we're in a very difficult situation, a very difficult time indeed.
Well, it's not a surprise to us, and I'm sure it is not to most of the listeners out there, that the result of all of the chemicals that we don't have a handle on, that we don't know the safety level. In fact, the manufacturers themselves, of the 17,000 chemicals out there, many of them, according to the manufacturers, are harm producing, and many of them are used in children's products. So it's a sad state of affairs right now. We do want people to guard against this and use good diets, but you gave an excellent explanation of why diet is not enough. Okay, I think our listeners are interested in phytoberry. We talked about it before and all of the wonderful nutrients in there, resveratrol, tea extract, grape seed, essential oils, the mango, fruits, vegetables, herbs as part of our diet. So let's talk about phytoberry. We talked about what's in it, but listeners will want to know where they can get it. Can you give them some of that information?
Absolutely. Well, of course, they can get it from Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. You can also get some more information on the product by visiting the website, which is www.preventivenutritional, that's all one word, so preventive, P-R-O-V-E-N-T-I-V-E, nutritional.com. So if you go on the website, you can get more information. Of course, you can get the product itself at Village Green Apothecary.
Good, and it's an excellent supplement. Let's talk a little bit more about the antioxidants, and then we'll focus on the last segment on protein. Sort of recap for us the foods. Let's talk about also melatonin, which is not a nutrient but a hormone.
Absolutely. Well, once again, just as a sort of a simple little recap, we need antioxidants. We can get them from foods. We can get them from supplements. We want a whole range of different antioxidants because each do have sort of unique, although they have some general overall similarities, they each have unique abilities to protect different regions of the body. So once again, diversity is the key here. It's nice to get them in a whole food-based form aside from just supplement form because you are getting, once again, all that wonderful synergistic relationship relationships and connections that exist in Whole Foods. And certainly there are many others we didn't even talk about, one of them, of course, being melatonin, which I think is an absolutely remarkable antioxidant. Sadly, being here from Canada, we haven't always been able to get melatonin. We, of course, have it now. It's something you can buy legally in Canada, but sadly we're deprived of this valuable antioxidant for many years. And melatonin is obviously best recognized for its ability to help individuals who want to sleep, but that's only one of its roles. One of its well-recognized, well-researched roles is that of a powerful antioxidant. We know that melatonin, for example, has been shown to help reduce not only the risk of cancer, but has been shown in numerous published studies to help those that have cancer. So melatonin can be an incredibly exciting antioxidant that can be used by many individuals, not simply for those trying to achieve better sleep, but for those that want to use it for its cancer protective benefits as well. And I definitely am a big fan and definitely endorse the use of melatonin as well. I think sometimes people oftentimes get more than they need depending on their application. Sometimes you need a lot more than the average dose might be aware of, but sometimes, for example, in the case of cancer, the actual amounts of melatonin recommended are well in excess of the amount that you would use, say, in context with helping with sleep. For sleep, though, although we oftentimes find them in, say, 3 milligram or 2 milligram doses, even 1 milligram a day can be highly effective in helping induce sleep. But for certain treatments like cancer, the amount that's usually called for is excess, much, much higher than that, and people should be aware that the dose really is dependent on the type of treatment one's trying to achieve.
Excellent. I'm glad you talked about that. I also like to mention one of my favorite antioxidants, if one can have a favorite, is glutathione, which is made in the body, as you know.
Absolutely.
And it's so important. I think what we've been trying to explain is that these antioxidants don't just have antioxidant capacity. They have other jobs. And I call glutathione the garbage bag of detox. And it's responsible for the final stage of getting rid of the toxins, whether we make them as metabolites that we want to get rid of or whether we're exposed to them, and we certainly are exposed. I like to call glutathione money in the bank, and we have to make more glutathione when we use it to get rid of toxins. And that's why toxins are expensive to nutrients. They cost us part of our nutrient bank account. So we'll take a little bit of a break here. We have much more to talk about. Nelson, I'm glad you're with us. We will go to the final segment shortly. Folks, I want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this brief break.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to help maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglyceride and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And we do listen to you, listeners. If you have a subject you want to hear, contact myvillagegreen.com or give them a call. They have a website, as I said before, myvillagegreen.com. You can call them at 301-530-0800, and you can just talk with Margot. You can also talk with Mark, and you can ask questions and say, this is what I'd like to hear on the radio. So we welcome your input. I want to remind you that Kevin will be on next week, and he will talk about individualized training plans for endurance athletes, and he'll be talking with Jim Bruskowitz. Also, we are on every Sunday at this time, 10 a.m., so please tune in. We have a lot of interesting information. And today, we've been talking with Nelson Narciso, National Product Education Consultant for Body Plus. We've talked about antioxidants and phytoberry. We were ending with the subject of glutathione, which is, in my mind, the most important of the antioxidant molecules in the body. And glutathione is the garbage bag of detox. And just like when you take your garbage out, you have to buy new bags. When glutathione takes the garbage out of your body, you have to make new glutathione. And that leads us in to the subject of protein. So, Nelson, take it away with glutathione and the importance of protein.
Yeah, and that analogy was a very wonderful and easy one for obvious people to grasp. I really like that analogy. Certainly glutathione is not only critically important as an antioxidant, but it's a very important part of our immune system. You know, we can actually measure, one of the measures for health is our glutathione status. We make glutathione naturally. We actually produce it from three amino acids, cysteine, glutamine, and glycine. But of these three amino acids, there's one that's referred to as the limiting amino. In other words, it's more, I guess, best recognized as being the more important amino acid involved in the production of glutathione, and that being cysteine. And it's a really great segue into the harmonized protein, because we know that one of the primary constituents of harmonized protein is, in fact, whey. And we know that in numerous clinical studies, whey is incredibly rich in naturally occurring cysteine. And we know that in studies it's been shown to naturally bolster one's glutathione levels or production. So it's nice to have that raw material that's so critical to the manufacture of cysteine. I should also mention as a side note, it is also abundant in glutamine. But definitely proteins, we oftentimes, you know, tend to just think about them in one simple context. You know, it's, well, protein's only really there for muscle. We oftentimes lose sight of the fact that protein is required for so much more than just muscle. You know, our organs, skin, hair, heart, we know that cartilage, bone, all rely on protein. In fact, studies have been done showing that seniors that are the least consumers of protein, that have the least amount of protein, have in fact the highest incidence of osteoporosis. Why so? Well, the bone is more than just simply calcium. It has other things, including it has collagen. It needs protein. You need the protein to obviously manufacture the hormones that are involved in the metabolism and regulation of the bone. You have cells that are involved in bone building called osteoblasts, and cells involved in bone breakdown called osteoclasts, which need amino acids in their manufacture. So you've got this really incredible range of a need or the importance for protein being well beyond simply supporting muscle, including the use of or the manufacture of enzymes, in fact, many hormones. So when people approach me and say, well, I really have no need for these protein powders, and that's what this is. It's a blended protein powder. They oftentimes assume that it's only for the athlete, and that's not the case at all. It really is for any one of us that appreciates that we need more protein, and specifically we need a very clean, a very healthy protein, and ideally one that's also convenient, because I'll tell you a lot of my clients will tell you that a significant amount of their protein comes in only in one form, and that's usually at dinner in the form of meat. And oftentimes school kids, when I work with parents, will tell me, well, my kids get sent off to school with sandwich meats. And I always say, well, you know, not all proteins are equal. You want clean, healthy, lean proteins. And harmonized protein is just that. It's simply a blend of five very unique proteins. You've got whey protein concentrate, whey protein isolate, milk protein isolate, lactoferrin, and colostrum. Each of these proteins, and I'll spend a second discussing each of their benefits in a moment, are sourced from New Zealand. And this is one of the things that I absolutely love, is that New Zealand is known around the world for having some of the cleanest farming practices. They don't use bovine growth hormone. Also goes by the name bovine somatotropin. This is a hormone that sadly is being injected into cows in so doing allows the cow to produce significantly more milk than they can naturally. In fact, two or more times more milk than they can naturally. Well, all that increased milk production results in infections in their udders, known as mastitis. How do you treat that? Antibiotics. And clearly, there's an increased risk of antibiotic residues in that milk and subsequently in those proteins derived from that milk that come from cows injected with this hormone. New Zealand has said absolutely no to the use of RGBH. They have said no to the use of this hormone. It's also nice to know that in New Zealand, the animals are pasture-fed. And I can't say enough about this as well. When you look at the actual nutrient profile of, say, milk from pasture-fed versus those that are grain-fed, that are fed corn and soy meal, and sadly, even disturbingly, animal byproducts, when you look at the differences in terms of the nutritional values of each of those sources of milk, they're far superior when they're pasture-fed. And once again, in New Zealand, these animals are largely pasture-fed. So it's a very clean source of these raw materials. Specifically, why these five? Well, each of these five have a unique amino acid profile, unique rate of absorption. Each have a unique range of therapeutic benefits. When you look at the benefits of whey, they're extraordinary. I mean, if you actually have done any research or just sort of Googled whey protein, you probably have seen loads and loads of research on it. And we know in the last 20 years, our understanding of whey has really grown exponentially. We know that whey, not only has it been used historically by cultures for over 2,000 years as a food source, and you can, of course, recall that nursery rhyme Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey, but whey, that liquid part of the cheese, is known to be remarkably therapeutic. It's been shown to support immune function. It's, in fact, been able to, studies regulate immune function. It's known as an immune modulator. It's been shown to lower the risk of cancer, helping those undergoing chemo and radiotherapy have a source of protein in a shake, which is going to be easy to use, especially if you have ulcers in the mouth or you have problems with digestion, which you're going to have if you're undergoing these treatments, or if you have extreme nausea, you know, and of course, cachexia or wasting disease is definitely a major factor in the mortality of patients that have cancer. So a protein shake can be superior in that context. But whey has also been shown to help support and protect bone, lower the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol and lowering hypertension. It's a great prebiotic or food for the good bacteria, the probiotics. So a wealth of research showing that this whey, not only is it a fantastic protein, well-absorbed, rich amino acids, but it's also remarkably therapeutic. And two of the leading proteins in the harmonized are, in fact, both whey concentrate, whey isolate. The third is milk protein isolate. And the benefit here is that whereas whey is a very rapidly absorbed protein, whey milk protein isolate is a very slowly absorbed protein. The benefit to that isn't readily apparent, but we know in studies that when you have a slowly absorbed protein, you're more able to basically prevent muscle breakdown, tissue breakdown. The word is it's anti-catabolic. It has a muscle-sparing effect. Then we have lactoferrin, which is one of the constituents of milk, one of the constituents of whey, and lactoferrin has been shown to help. First of all, it's a powerful antioxidant. Well, on the topic of antioxidants, but it's also a wonderful prebiotic, and it's been shown to suppress the growth of both pathogens, these are disease-causing organisms, as well as help, if you will, starve tumors, because one of the things lactoferrin does is it binds to iron so tightly, it prevents the tumor from readily accessing the iron. As a consequence, you're sort of starving, if you will, the tumor of one of its key nutrients, and it doesn't grow as quickly. It can oftentimes result in some shrinkage. And then we have colostrum, which is a fifth and final protein compound in a harmonized, and it is unique in that it has, of course, been shown to be good for immune support. It's been shown to have some antibacterial properties. It's been shown to be good for gut health. It's a great prebiotic. And for exercise performance, we know that colostrum is remarkable in that it has the ability to improve overall exercise performance. It's anabolic, anti-catabolic as well. So those are the five proteins that we've added to the harmonized protein. So really, I would imagine, Danny, you would say that's a lot of protein or a lot of different choices of proteins, but clearly the design was very strategic. It was designed to be clean as well as provide you with not only a quality protein, but one that's highly therapeutic.
It is therapeutic, and we have a definite need in our children who are failure to thrive. This is the type of protein that's helpful. It is very helpful in patients who are going through chemotherapy. The glutamine in there is extremely healing to the mucosal tissues. Most of it, as you know, is used by the mucosal tissues. Those are the wet tissues that line the GI tract for those of you that are listening. So glutamine is a wonderful addition in there, and I'm impressed that it has a lot of glutathione. So we're getting more than you would normally get in a protein powder when you're using the harmonized protein. And
yeah,
I know that Village Green does carry it. Is there a website for harmonized protein?
Well, once again, if you go to, it is manufactured by Preventive Nutritional. So if you actually go on the same website that I mentioned before, www.preventivenutritional.com, you will have links to both the Phytoberry as well as the Harmonize, including some very exciting recipes that you can use to incorporate the whey protein into your diet.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate this information. We do have to leave the show shortly. Do you have one or two sentences more to say, Nelson, that would be helpful?
Yeah, just some closing comments on the harmonized protein. I, of course, mentioned the fact it's five proteins, it's very clean, but one of the things that we really were very fortunate in having was we worked with Dr. Michael Adams, who's a renowned naturopathic doctor here in Canada, actually studied in the U.S. in Portland, Oregon. But what he did is he wanted to make sure that all of these proteins tested well on his patients before it's released. So went through a very intensive scrutinizing process to make sure the things that were in there tested well, the things that didn't make it into the formula, and he did something very unique that I absolutely love. He actually said, let's support digestion, absorption, metabolism. Let's look at that protein as it journeys from ingestion all the way through to elimination and support our digestive process through enzymes and alpha-lipoic acid. Let's support the liver and the kidneys using things like Betula pubescens, a very good liver-supportive herb, corn silk for the kidneys. Let's support all these major areas so that the body can better assimilate and better use protein. So it's not simply a clean, therapeutic, well-absorbed protein. It's one that has had all of the different areas of the body supported that are involved in how we metabolize protein. So his contribution, both to harmonize as well as to Phytoberry, has been extraordinary.
Excellent. Well, I wish we could talk more on the subject, but you really have provided excellent information for our listeners, and hopefully, Nelson, you'll be able to return in the future.
I would love to. Thank you very much for having me, Dana.
Okay. I want to remind you, listeners, that you can tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to listen to The Essentials of Healthy Living on the Federal News Radio AM 1500. I also want to remind you to contact Village Green at myvillagegreen.com and go green with Village Green. And you can access this show or any of the shows that you hear through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.